It's nearly 6 months since Federal Labor suffered one of the most unexpected election defeats in Australian history. Tomorrow, a wide-ranging review of the loss written by two-party heavyweights will be delivered to the ALP's National Executive. For some time now, frontbenchers have been engaging in public musings about the future direction of the party, but where do rank-and-file members think things went wrong? David Sparks visited one local branch meeting to find out.
This is where the foot soldiers come together. It's a local Labor branch meeting in the leafy suburb of Pennant Hills, which is in the very safe Liberal seat of Barara in Sydney's northwest.
There's a lot of teacups here. How many people are you
here? We won't get all those teacups.
Okay. Most of the members who have turned up to this nicely kept hall are retirees who only joined the party after their working lives ended. The branch didn't want a journalist listening in once the meeting got underway, but beforehand, they were keen to express their concerns about the party's failed election campaign.
I think they probably complicated their campaign a bit too much, which gave their opposition lots of opportunity to sow the seeds of doubt.
Bob Davies is a retired telecom worker.
I believe that the election was probably lost in the last week of the campaign. Morrison is a great marketer. And the job of a marketer is to put lipstick on a pig, and he did it in spades.
Labor members are waiting on the release of a review into how the party lost a seemingly unlosable election. It's been written by two-party elders, former South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill and former Federal Minister Craig Emerson. They've been tasked with completing a warts-and-all investigation into everything from the party's policies to a statistical analysis of how Australians voted. Here at Pennant Hills, members have their own views on what went wrong.
Franking credits. I was handing out how to votes at Epping Boys High School, and I copped a few people around my vintage saying I've been a Labor voter all my life and I'm not voting for them because of franking credits. The negative gearing probably had an impact and shouldn't have, and I think Labor didn't really have to introduce those sorts of things to get elected.
Vivian Parsons is a retired teacher.
I knew the franking credits issue would be a loser for Labor.
Do you just think it was a loser politically, or do you actually disagree with the policy as well?
I think it was politically a loser, and I have my doubts about the fairness of it for pensioners.
G'day, what's your name?
Phil Quigley.
Why did Labor lose the election?
Well, my feeling is that we had a good message, but it was terribly badly sold.
Can you think of an example of a policy that was sold badly?
Well, I think the two big financial ones, negative gearing and the franking credit.
There's also anger about media coverage and the anti-Labor campaign run by Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. And inevitably, there's the issue of Bill Shorten's leadership. Beth McLaren is the branch secretary.
There was a relentless campaign against Bill Shorten from the moment he entered politics. Insinuations that he was dishonest. They held a royal commission to try and prove something. They very much played the man, not the ball.
I've always had a concern about Bill Shorten. He sort of came from nowhere in that mine disaster in Tasmania. I don't think he projects that well through no fault of his own. It's just that's the way it is.
Oh, I think he was probably the wrong choice of leader. I think he's very capable. However, I would have preferred to have seen Albanese as the leader 6 years ago.
The review is expected to dissect Labor's policies on climate change and coal mining, which analysts believe cost the party votes in Queensland. Beth McLaren hopes the party takes a hard line on coal.
I think we need to strengthen our actions on climate change. I think all parties need to. I think it is a real threat.
But sorry, do you think that's a political liability?
If it is, we have to live with it because it's too important.
That's Beth McLaren at the Pennant Hills Labor Party branch meeting in northwestern Sydney. And that report was by David Sparks.